Hey guys, Trevor here with eCommerce Paradise. I'd like to talk about my takeaways from the Affiliate World Conferences Day 2. And my biggest takeaway were from Neil Patel's talk, and I just wanted to show you Neil's website really quick. Actually, it was blocked him from sending me stuff. But I mean, okay, first of all, you land on Neil Patel's website. His talk was all about optimizing your landing pages. And this is just a guy who like practices what he preaches, right? So you go to his website and the first thing is literally a landing page. I mean, you've got some links down here, but there's no links up here. And it's not even a picture. It's just a word, Neil Patel. It's very clean. So it's just great. Like, you can go anywhere you want. But hey, there you go. You know, that's what he's all about. So you can go to his blog, and he's got the same call to action right here, which is really cool. So obviously he wants you to put your website URL in there, and it's very enticing and it's very clean. I like it. So anyways, he did a great talk about 7 landing page hacks that will double your sales. And I actually wound up with 9, so I'm sure I wrote a couple in here that weren't actually steps, but whatever. So this is one that he talked about, actually, right here. And so what he said he did was he added a moving GIF of what he was going to receive, or what the customer would receive behind this, and it boosted his conversion rate by like 100% or something like that. So that's just one example of what he was talking about. So the first thing he said was, you know, he went over some landing pages. And I think he went over like 2 or 3 of them in his talk, and he said, less options and navigation is always really good. To make small text easier to read. If you have a landing page with small text, make it easier to read, make it bigger. To reduce the footer navigation options as well, and then add a cart, had a call to action within each section of the homepage, right? So you notice on his homepage, he really had no sections. And especially on this one, this is just like a squeeze pop, had an exit intent squeeze. Yeah, so let's see the notes again. Then he said, engage visitors first. So that, I think that was all about just quizzing people. And so that's really important, because you got to know that when somebody lands on your website, they don't really know you or trust you. But if you engage with them, if you ask them a question and they answer, it builds trust. It just literally builds your relationship right there. So it's the first step in relationship building, is ask them a question by quizzing them. So that's his first biggest thing and takeaway. So I'm probably going to build that into my websites now. Some examples are you a man or a woman? What are your goals? And then enter info to get results. So you've probably seen these before. This is what you need if you want to achieve these goals, that kind of thing. So it can, doing a quiz got his conversions on his landing pages for email addresses to increase by 108%. And he set a tool here called Lead Quizzes. I haven't actually looked this up yet, so I'll see into that. Number 2, he says use an exit pop, which is, of course, and make the background, the exit pop, a GIF. So that's what I was just talking about, right? Collect emails for all people who are going to leave. So this is his exit intent pop-up. All right, number 3, he talked about using sliders. Make sticky call to action have a benefit. Remove other articles. Highlight comments that answer objections, and have call to actions within the sidebars. So sliders are really cool. And he showed some examples. It's just basically a bar that says, how much do you want to change your life in one way or another? And somebody goes through and they move it from one side to the other, and they go like 50%, 75%, 100%. And it's just another way to get somebody to engage with your website, like a video game, you know? So it really does get conversions better. All right. I think these were just tips, because he showed another example of a landing page and he wanted to help them improve their landing page. So another one was use geo IP location targeting to target content to the user's location. And this is especially important for local consultancy businesses. But even so, for, you know, any business that deals with anybody's location, is that if you have a geo IP targeting software on your, or an app on your website, you know, you can automatically send them the right content for their location, which is really useful, and it gets them to trust your website more and like your website more. They'll come back more often. He gave an example of a really good idea would be a dating site in Bangkok specifically, or a dating site that, you know, when you pull it up and it knows you're in Bangkok, would show the Bangkok landing page. All right, and then another example is travel sites. They automatically populate in your city, so that's a really good way to do that. All right, and the number, the next one was add a checkout bump. So he said really good way is to, you know, is to increase sales, is to get people that are already buying something to buy something more, you know. It's usually the next thing that they'll need. And he said usually make it around 50% less than the main product. So it's an easy upsell. Explain the benefit in a few short sentences, and it needs to be largely discounted, right? Make the buy buttons large, and pricing should be in the currency of the user. So that was another example of landing page right there. All right, and the next thing he said, make it hard for people to buy, because when you make it a little bit difficult, and he showed the example of a website that did credit check backgrounds. He said it gives you more, it starts building your desire more and more as it goes through, because it starts saying things like, oh, we found all this cool stuff, warning, you might be kind of scared by this stuff, all these little things, and then it kind of, they finally give you the option to buy, and by that time, you're just like dying for it, so you buy it, right? So that was the example he gave. Another example he gave was the six-pack shortcuts, which I thought was really funny, and because I've seen that for a long time. He said the guy's no longer doing that, which is interesting to me. And I guess, yeah, I don't see him out there doing those YouTube ads anymore, but that was a few years ago. And that guy, he would pre-qualify people with a quiz. He would say, are you interested in this, 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 or this, changing your life in these ways? Okay, great, you qualified for this product. And of course, he said, like, no matter what, you qualify for it, but by asking those questions, the reader is qualifying themselves, right? So that's important. It helps increase conversion rates. All right, the next one he said was copy tweaks have the biggest impact on conversion. So copywriting is really important. If you want to improve your landing pages, you've got to learn good copywriting, but he has some really good tips here. Most will read the headline. Like most people that go to your landing page will just read the headline, but only a few will read the rest of the page. So all I'm reading here is learn the simple tactic I use to rank number one for online marketing. And I don't really read the rest of this. All I know is that, like, okay, simple tactic, great. Let me just get it, you know? So it's really simple. Headlines matter the most, right? Numbers and negative words, he said, increase click-through rates and reads. Numbers and negative words. I think what I meant was negative words. Oh, negative words. Okay. Negative words mean something more like don't or be very afraid of warning, that kind of stuff. All right. The next thing is odd numbers perform better than even numbers, like 3, 7, 11, that kind of stuff. 6 words for your headline, which I'm not sure if he's following that here, but I think he's right. If he were to simplify this down to 6 words, it'd be a lot easier to read, and he's got a good point there. Use power words. Power words, I think he said, like, fun, awesome, exciting, you know, that kind of stuff. All right, and the next thing he said was, here are some copy tweaks. He says, here's a good way to steal someone's attention. Somebody quit doing something, and what happened next will shock you. So those kinds of things really kind of capture attention, right? Write in a conversational tone. Use words like you and I, so that it sounds like you're talking directly to that person. Make the landing page clear, dark, and easy to read. So like here, for instance, he has an orange background. It's not a white background with dark text. It's an orange background with white text, right? So it's a darker background with white text that pops out and easy to read that way. Go for simplicity, which I think is really key here. All of this stuff is all about simplicity. Answer objections, which is really cool. Survey people, which you already talked about. And I wrote answer objections again, which of course is a, maybe he said that again. Short videos explaining product instead of pictures. I think he showed a example of a landing page with a picture that didn't really make sense. And he said, if he would have shown a short video of that product, it would have really increased conversion rates. And then the next one he said, evoke fear. So a VPN was the next example for a landing page. He said, if the VPN were, instead of just saying, oh, be very afraid someone could have access to your computer, if they actually gave real data of the user that's on their page at that single time to scare them, like, for instance, we know that you're in Bangkok, Thailand, and you're using a Mac and Safari. And from that information, we know that you're probably a very loyal Mac user and very loyal Safari user. You might be interested more in their products. That kind of scares people. So it's really good to understand that, and that'll get people to buy that product, right? All right, and the last one is ask customers and visitors for a favor. He said survey people and ask them for stuff in exchange for something. And and then the very last thing he said was really cool. He said, listen, if you can go out and network in the marketplace and in your market and get other people to recommend your stuff, and you can even write a post for them or something like that, it's going to really increase your sales, because you're getting a personal recommendation from somebody. So if you're an information product guy, right? Like for me, I'm working that direction, and I would probably, you know, build a product and then go out there and then reach out to someone who has a list in my niche and say, hey, would you mind sending this email to your list, you know, a few times over the next week as a launch, help me get this webinar going and maybe get more people to sign up for my webinar. And it would have more of a chance of converting those people into sales because I've been recommended by someone they already trust, right? So that was Neil Patel's talk. And guys, I really, really liked his talk. It was really good. Neil Patel's a great guy. Let's just check out the rest of his website. Here he is right here. He had some really funny stories about his, you know, his history growing up and stuff like that in his past. And he has multiple companies, and he does a lot of analytics work and stuff like that. So he really does teach a lot of people about analytics and SEO and content marketing. So definitely sign up for his blogs. I know one of them is, here we go. So 7 emails your e-commerce store needs to be able to send out on an automated basis. Welcome series, abandoned cart reminders, post-purchase follow-up, re-engagement prompts, upsell offers, educational content, relevant updates and information. Wow, like right there just blows my mind. I mean, this is literally everything you need to do as an e-commerce professional with your e-commerce store with email marketing right there in a blog post. So there you go. Check out emailpatel.com, kissmetrics.com. Affiliate World Conferences was really cool, and that was my takeaway from today. It was just an amazing talk by that guy. The only other thing I wanted to mention again was the Tan brothers, Steven and his brother, the Tan brothers, they do e-commerce elites mastermind, and they have a Facebook group, I believe. But yeah, I remember seeing their screenshots a few months ago, and it was like $200,000 in a day, $1 million in a month in sales, and they've scaled to this massive level where they're importing in China, they have a fulfillment warehouse out there, and they're selling worldwide in multiple continents, multiple countries. And yeah, it's low-cost products, but they're selling tons of them, and they've really scaled their Facebook ads, and it's just incredible to see on such a high level what they're doing. And yeah, it really is amazing. So all right guys, definitely check out Affiliate World Conferences. I'll leave a link below, you can check that out, and links to Neil's stuff too. So thanks for watching, we'll see you later.